We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. We had a brisa where there's a machlokes if someone eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, is there me'ilah or not? And so far we had two pshatim, and now we're going to the third pshat. What the bi'ah machlokes is, why is there me'ilah or no me'ilah on Pesach if you eat chametz of hekdesh that belongs to hekdesh? Ravacha barava tana la laha. Shmaitzah Shmei Rav Yosef, he said over Shmei Rav Yosef a different shot in the Bi'ah Machlekes. B'halishtam. The Kuli Alma ain't paid the Mesach Kachim Lachil Meklavim. The Kuli Alma, you can't be paid the Lachil Meklavim. And like Rashi says, we're going according to Rab Shimon, who holds that it's Mutter Bahana Dafka after Pesach, but on Pesach is Asa Bahana. So here, you can't be paid it to be Machlel to Klavim, because you can't be there's it's also b'hanah on Pesach anyway, so you can't do it anyway to give it to Klavim. That's what Rashi says. Leave Rav Shimon the pligi. The Shor Lacha Pesach of Yisrael here. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is, and you could have even said if you're basically also since ain't poidim like this like Klavim, you could have said basically also, which the Maram Chalava speaks out. It says we're going for Rav Shimon because that's how Paschal like. So either Rav Shimon or basically, you could say that we're going to aim paid the Mesdashim Lachil Meklav, and therefore, on Pesach has no value. Even if it would be Asmana, it happened to be Asmana according to Rav Shimon. So what's the Machlekes? Here, it's the Mutta after Pesach, this Hekdesh will have a value. Because Mutta Ba'ana, right now, it has no value. But in a week, it'll have a value. So if I destroy something now, and I cause, then after a week, it won't be around anymore. Is that called Me'ila or not? That's called Dava Gerim L'mamin. It causes you to lose money. So b'halkam efekim b'davu agarim l'mamim d'amim. My dova ma'al. My name says the isbe ilah and yichayev kerem chayim yisva asham kusava davu agarim l'mamim k'mamim d'amim. My dova loy ma'al. My dova is not no me'ilah. Kusava davu agarim l'mamim lav k'mamim d'amim. He holds that davu agarim l'mamim is not k'mamim d'amim. That's the b'chagis me'ilah or not. That's the third pshat in this brisa. Now we come to the fourth pshat, which is Rav Acha by Yaakov, and we'll see if he was chayzer from his Yisoy before. Remember, Acha b'Yaakov Yisoy before was that according to Rav Yehuda, who holds his Issa Hanah before, middle, after, it's only by Yidin, not by Goyim. Because he holds, he learned Sa'ar d'Achila and Sa'ar d'Riya. That's the Shita of Rav Acha b'Yaakov. Let's see if he was chayzer. Rav Acha b'Yaakov, Amma ad kuli yama dava gerim l'mamim k'mam d'ami. Everyone knows dava gerim l'mamim k'mam d'ami. Okay, so then it should be me'il l'kuli yama. What's the machlekes? We're arguing Rehuda Rav Shimon. Man, them are loy miles, no meila, Rav Yehuda. You're going to Rehuda. So this thing will be also hanah forever. It's also hanah forever, is no meila. Man, them are ma'al, Rav Shimon. Man, them holds ma'al, it holds like Rav Shimon, that there is heta hanah afterward. Therefore, it's Dava Gerim L'mama. We're passing Dava Gerim L'mama Kamam and Dami, and that's why it is meila. So what does Rav Achav Yaakov say? According to Rav Yehuda, there's no me'ila. Why? Because it's also forever. The problem is that Rav Achav Yaakov said before that according to Rav Yehuda, they have a drasha by Re'iyah, Shalcha at the Raya, but the Raya Shalcher, Mishal Hekdesh. That means there's no Isser Re'iyah on Hekdesh. So there's no Isser of Achil and Nova Hekdesh either. So here, even for Rav Yehuda, it's Yimutta afterwards. So HaKarchach Rav Achav Yaakov is Chayzif HaMashita that Rav Yehuda learns out, Sa'ar D'Achila, Mis'ar D'Riyah. The Gemara speaks it out. Rav Yaakov, who the Rav Yehuda, the Yalav, Sar the Chilam, Sar the Riyah. Ella Hod the Rav Yaakov, he Rav Yaakov was chayzer from before. So that was the fourth pshat in this price of is meila or no meila. Rashi Yama the Kuli Yama ain't paidim. Rashi says the Kuli Yama you cannot be paida la Chilu leklavim. You can't do that, and you can't sell it to a guy either for the same price. Rashi says you can't feed it to a guy either. But Dava Gerim Mam Lavka Mam and Dami. And it's not Dava Gerim, not Mam and Dami. Okay, so then why would it be Mila? Baruch HaBefukta Reisha Gliv Rav Bona Kamefagi. Mandam Amal Krab Yesi. Mandam Aloy Mal Krab Bona. What does it mean Mandam Amal Krab Yesi? So Rashi explains that you're allowed to cook, use it as fuel under your pot on Pesach. That's the Hetano. If you have Yesi like Lili, you'll have enough from Chametz on Pesach. So he says, what you can do is you cook up a pot of soup, and therefore the hekesh has a value. What?
Can't you give it to
me? So according to Rashi, says that that's the same level as machila leklavim. It's also a bezayin. If you taste it on the mouth, it's very that's the rabbanon, they think it's bezayin to take hekesh and put it and give it to a guy or give it to a klavim. To warm up your fuel up your pot, that will be fine. So therefore, the manimah holds a glili and holds you give it fuel up your pot. According to the manimah, no. So there's one kasha over here. The lechayra Amr Aleph on Chavtes Amr Aleph on the bottom. There, the Gemara wants to say that we're going according to Beresay Lili. Because this, if you paid lachilam klav or not, lechayra either way is from Ila, because I could cook up my pot under it. So some of the Shem say that it's machlekes this mandiyama and Rav Ashi. If the mandiyama holds ain't paid mechila klavim, could you warm up your pot? But the truth is, Taisus really asked this question to a certain extent. The bottom Taisus on Chavtesim Aleph, the bottom Taisus ain't paid says Tamele Ri. Avakav the ain't paidim nimol the laachash nisra for nasa efer yochol lifdoisay muta bahana. He doesn't mamish ask the kashin that way, but he asked the kashin in a similar oifen. Ayin Shom, Ayin Sfasamish, that look at different achrayim. But Akpam, the best way to learn is that it's machlekes Rav Ashi over here who says this pshat, and that man Yom Rav Yosef who says that pshat. If according to Rav Yosef Glili, if you hold im paid machila klavim, could you use it for fuel? Akpam was zeichet the five pshatim in this brisa, a mal not mal, and we saw Rav Achav Yaakov was chayzer. Now we have to go to halacha lemaitza about chametz on Pesach, chametz after Pesach, very famous things of chametz mashu, we know. So before that, just a very quick hakdama. There are two type of mixtures in halacha. Min b'minoy and min shaloy b'minoy. Min b'minoy means you mix two things that are the same type of food together. And let's say a classic example would be a piece of nevela, a steak, you know, a rib steak of nevela, and a rib steak of kosher meat. If you mix those two things together, a rib steak and a mila, a rib steak of kosher meat together, so that's the taruvas of mim b'minoy. That's the taruvas mim b'minoy. A taruvas mim b'ein b'minoy means that you have a milk going into meat, that's a classic case of mim b'ein b'minoy, or you have nevela that falls into a soup. Which is water. It's mimba. So it falls into water. That's mimba eminah. Nafmina is like this. That mimba minoy, there's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mimba minoy is loy bottle. And according to the Rabbanon, the rice says bottle b'roiv. And with the Rabbanon, you need shishin. Mimba eina minoy, pashas we paskin, mimba eminah is something called tam ke'iker. And it needs shishin to mevatel it. That's what we paskin. Mimba eina minoy. So that's the aside. So in mimba minoy we have, it's a chayzer huda rabbanon. It's bottle be'alvei bottle or it's bottle be'roiv. So according to rabbanon, mim mina is more kuladik than mim meina mina. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, mim mina is more chamed than mim meina mina. That's all of a shas. Now we'll come to chametz, which might be different, might be the same. Let's see it inside. Amara chametz. The first thing we're going to say not a clear statement. Then we're going to explain. Amara chametz bezmanai chametz in the bezmanai, which means on Pesach. More will explain. Ben b'minoy, ben b'shloy minoy, osir. It's osir. Shloy b'zmanoy, which means after Pesach, b'minoy osir. B'minoy is osir, shloy minoy is mutter. So it didn't explain what it means, how much, what was going on. Mayaskino. Ilim b'nesen tam, if it means that the osir is b'shishim, which means b'nesen tam, so shloy b'zmanoy, after Pesach, shloy b'minoy, mutter. After Pesach, if it falls into ena minoy, it's mutter. Why? Hayav Taima, it's giving time. It's less than Shishim. If you're saying the Isser on Pesach is b'shishim, so then after, you know, less than Shishim, then saying that's why it's Aser, so after Pesach is Mutter, it's bottle less than Shishim. Ella must mean b'mashahu. So what's the pshat like this? Chametz b'zmani on Pesach, bein b'minoy, bein mishloy b'minoy Aser. On Pesach is the Isser chametz b'mashahu, Sai b'minoy and Sai shloy b'minoy. What's the pshat? Rav l'tamei, the Rav l'shmul, the Amar Tavar, both Rav l'shmul say it together, they both say, kol surim shivetayra b'minoy mashu. All min b'minoy the Torah is also mashu. Like we said, Rav Yehuda holds min b'minoy b'mashu. Because you learn from a pasuk, what's medama par, medama chatos, that min b'minoy is also mashu. So all surim b'minoy b'minoy mashu. So on Pesach, it's also mashu. Shalei minu minoy, all over the Torah is minoy sentam. You need it's only aser if you don't have shishim. But so Rav gozer chometz bezmanoy shalei minoy to minoy. So Rav holds that on Pesach we make a gzeira. Since mim minoy is aser midaraisa be'elef, we said even shalei minoy is also aser be'elef. Means one in a thousand is aser even shalei minoy according to Rav, because he holds a grav yud. They make a gzeira. What about after Pesach? V'shloy b'zmanoy, b'minoy is aser k'rav Yehuda, even b'mashu after Pesach. V'shloy b'minoy mutter, v'shloy b'zmanoy, When it's after Pesach, which is more kuladik, it's more kuladik. It's even mutter bahana according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda. It's no chorus. Either way, it's more kuladik. So the halacha is that after Pesach, shaloi b'mina, it's like a regular iser and it's batal b'shishim. B'mina not going with Rav Yehuda. So on Pesach, a mashu asers any mixture. After Pesach, a mashu only asks mim b'minoi, but shaloi b'minoi is batal b'shishim. This is, remember, it's going according to Rav, a pasuk like Rav Yehuda, mim b'minoi is loy batal. All not after Pesach. Mim b'minoi is loy batal all over. Even after Pesach, therefore it's awesome. That mim b'minoi loy batal means even one mashu asks, but mim b'minoi is batal b'shishim. Because that's Rav Yehuda Shita all over, all the Surah. Take a regular Isser after Pesach. On Pesach, we make a Gzeira, fill up a Elatoy Bata, even Shlevi Mina. Even if the Chametz falls into something that's not the same min, it falls into your Kugel. But even Mash will be also. But because it's a Gzeira. But after Pesach, if the Chametz falls into your Kugel, then Shishim will be Bata. But if it falls into other Chametz that was baked after Pesach, it'll be also even Mash, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav. That's Rav Shita, had a Pascha Lacha Maisa. We're going to have three Shitas here. This is Rav Shita. Mishmuel Lama, and the truth is, we have a fourth Shita really, because Rav will say halacha lemaisa on tomorrow's daf. But this is Rav Shita. Shmuel Lama, Chometz Bezmanoi Beminoi Aser. He holds Chometz Bezmanoi Beminoi Aser, because again, Rav and Shmuel both hold like Rav Yehuda, holds Mim Beminoi Leibatel. So Pesach, on Pesach, if a little Chometz falls into your matzah, even 1,000 matzahs and a little mash of Chometz, it's awesome. Shaloi b'minoi. If on Pesach the chametz falls into your kugel, it's mutter if you have shishim. Shaloi b'zmanoi. After Pesach, any taruvus will be mutter, as long as you have roiv. Ben b'minoi, ben shaloi b'minoi is mutter. What's the pshat? The Gemara explains. Chametz b'zmanoi, b'minoi aser. On Pesach, if a little chametz falls into your matzah, it's aser. Shmuel atamei, the rabbi Shmuel namer tevar, kol shu, shu, retar, b'minoi, asurim, mashu. All min b'minoi in the Torah is aser, mashu. Shaloi b'minoi, if it's not the same min, but it's time, it's batal b'shishim. And he holds, shaloi b'minam, otu minam le'gazah. You don't make a gzera, einoi minoi, otu minoi. Shaloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach, bein b'minam, bein shaloi minam, any taruvos is mutarim k'rab Shimon. It's mutar according to Rab Shimon, it's batal, it's not klav, it could be says it's batal even b'shishim, or you don't even need that, we'll see. Any type of taruvus is mutter after Pesach because Rav Shimon was not geyser by taruvus, the iser or knas. They weren't geyser by taruvus. As long as you have roiv, there's no problem of the knas. So that's Shmuel Shita. So the main there's two differences in Rav and Shmuel. Two differences. Difference number one is on Pesach, if your chametz falls into the kugel. And there's 1,000 times kugel connected the chametz. According to Rav, it's aser, it's like zeira to minoi. According to Shmuel, it's mutter because no zeira. Second nafkamina is after Pesach. According to Rav, mim b'minoi, if your chametz falls into your bread after Pesach, it's aser even if it's 1,000. According to Shmuel, that's mutter because Shmuel holds that there's no din of mim b'minoi bottle after Pesach. Why not? Because Shimon was not the geyser, his knas by taruvus, by its mixture. That's Rav and Shmuel. Now here's the third shita. Reichna, Reichna Amar Chometz Bezmanoi on Pesach Beim Minoi Beim Mishloim Minoi. It only asks Benayis and Tam. That means on Pesach going to Reichna, if Chometz falls into your soup, if you have 60 connected the soup, it is mutter, and even Beminoi it's mutter. Shloim Bezmanoi after Pesach Beim Minoi Mishloim Mutter. He also holds that there's no din of taruvus knas on taruvus. And the Gemara explains, Chometz Bezmanei, Bebe Minu Meshlei Minu Meshlei Tam, it works with Shishim, Rechon Tamei, the Rechon Rashtak Ushamar Tavayu, Kol Esurim Shiva Teira, all Esurim and Teira, Bebe Minu Meshlei Minu, is Benoi Sin Tam, all Esurim and Teira, Sai Mimba Minoi, Sai Mimba Meina Minoi, the Halach is, it goes with Shishim, it's Batal B'Shishim, with 60 times, Batal B'Shishim. Shaloi Bezmanei, Bebe Minu Meshlei Minoi, Mutarim Karav Shimon, by Shaloi Bezmanei, Sai Minoi, Sai Samalino, it's Mutar Karav Shimon, because we hold. There's no gzeira on taruvus chametz after Pesach. No gzeira on taruvus chametz, and therefore we mutter according to Rav Shimon. And the Metz Shema on the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we will learn the halacha lemaisa, and we'll see. Maybe is there a svara to say that chametz asa mashu not because of Rav Yehuda? Right now, coming out just to make clear, the only tzad that chametz mashu is asa is only because of going according to Rav Yehuda, who holds every mimma mina is asa. So far, we didn't have any din that chametz is any worse. We just had the gabrik zera of shleiva mina. We had chametz worse, but it started off with the din, the regular din of Rav Yehuda mimma mina bottle. Do we pass like Rav Yehuda? We'll see. Mitzvah on tomorrow's daf. The gabrik chametz.